James is back on the training ground with us, back training today. You know, we've dealt with it internally in terms of the discipline side of it. He won't be available for selection on Saturday, but it's one of them that, you know, we'll play by ear now.
So not available this Saturday, is it something that he may be available moving forward?
Yeah, no, he'll be available moving forward, that's for sure. I just think that he needs to settle down a little bit. He needs to, you know, get back, really, back to fitness as well, because he's had a few days where he's not trained. You know, I thought it was right to keep him away from the club for a while. And, you know, he also felt as well to give him time to reflect. And, you know, now we'll concentrate fully on Preston North End. And, you know, we put to bed the James Tarkowski saga.
There's a satellite broadcaster who's got a countdown, I think, for the transfer window, the deadline day approaching. They always do it. Are you wishing for that countdown to go quickly, just to get through this January? I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but it just seems to be something that creates sometimes more problems than sometimes it solves.
Well, my wife normally buys me an advent calendar, but now she's brought me a January transfer window calendar with a big chocolate at the end of it. So, yeah, the transfer window is ticking down very quickly, and you know, I'll be pleased when it does, because it doesn't settle people. You know, you look all around the country, and players are getting linked everywhere and anywhere. So, you know, the sooner it's closed, the sooner, you know, players can just concentrate on what they're doing till the end of the season.
Do you have a positive selection dilemma then for this weekend, with so many players now fit and available?
Yeah, it's I think that's been the strength of the football club, that, you know, as disappointed as I was with the performance in the first half and the result against Burnley, you know, in the short period of time I've been here, I think we've played 10 or 11 games, and I've had three half games what I haven't been happy with. So the performance level from the players has been really good, and that's because we've got a good squad, and it gives me some options and people to choose from.
And this match is, I think quite mouth-watering. I mean, Preston are, a side that have started slowly this season, but really picked up. They've got an experienced manager, team that Brentford have some fond memories against as well. But what's the approach for this one? Because after the run that you've been on, positive result, positive performances are obviously great, but a positive result is what you'll want as a gaffer.
Yeah, no, definitely. We want to get back to winning ways, and it will certainly be a tough game because they've come to form. They don't concede many goals, but it's probably a team I haven't had to research too much. You know, Walsall last season, we played them four times, so I know an awful lot about them and their players, and, you know, Simon's done a great job with them. So it's a good game for us to look forward to, and we're certainly doing that.